This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. College enrollment is dropping, which makes the already fierce competition for students even tougher. Some schools are trying to reel them in with eye-popping dorms. Marketplace education correspondent Amy Scott takes us inside a luxury dorm at the University of Kentucky.
Let's start with the Tempur-Pedic mattresses, those high-end memory foam jobs. Every bed in the University of Kentucky's central hall has one.
I think of my old mattress as sort of like a bad dream, and my new mattress is like a fantasy dream.
That's Tolu Odukoya, a sophomore biology major at UK. Last year, he lived in one of the oldest dorms on campus, in a tiny room with bunk beds, bathroom down the hall. Now he's in a $25 million complex that opened in August. So is sophomore Noelle Conley.
So as you walk in to the right, you see our granite countertops with two sinks, one for each of the residents.
Conley shows off the hotel-like room she shares with a roommate. A partial wall separates the beds. Rather than trek down the hall to shower, they share a bathroom with the room next door.
That's really nice compared to community bathrooms that I lived in last year.
To be fair, granite countertops last longer. Tempur-Pedic is a local company and gave a big discount. The university is replacing dorms that are half a century old on average, and the amenities include classrooms and study space that are part of the dorm, all in competition for a more discerning consumer.
These days we seem to be bringing kids up to expect a lot of material plenty.
Jean Twenge is a psychologist and author of the book Generation Me. She says students could be in for some disappointment when they graduate.
When some of these students have all these luxuries and then they hit an entry-level job and they can't afford the enormous flat screen and the granite countertops, then that's going to be a rude awakening.
Some on campus also worry about the divide between students who can afford such luxuries and those who can't. The so-called premium dorms cost $1,000 more per semester. Freshman Josh Johnson, who lives in a traditional dorm, says it's good enough for him.
I wouldn't pay more to live in a luxury dorm. The dorm I'm in, it's perfectly fine. So,
in the near future, students won't have a choice. Eventually, the university plans to upgrade all of its residence halls. In Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.